knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Hi, hi, Chrissy. Why do you have one shoe off?
I got gum stuck on it.
Ah, no. Where did that happen?
On the bottom of my shoe.
I know the gum is on the bottom of your shoe.
Well, why'd you ask?
I'm sorry. I think I better get a knife and scrape this off.
Because you don't need a knife. You can use an ice cube.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Hey, girls. Wait till you hear the news.
Not now, Jack. I gotta go put an ice cube on my shoe.
Why? Has it got a headache?
Serious.
Chrissy, that's crazy. Why would you put an ice cube on your shoe?
I told her to.
Oh, well, that makes a whole lot of sense.
The ice cube will get the gum off the bottom of her shoe.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, what's your good news?
Come here, girls, come here. I am going on a cruise.
You are?
Yeah, there was a want ad on our bulletin board. Assistant chef wanted for a 7-day cruise, and I got the job.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't pay much, but they're letting me take a friend along.
They are?
Oh, that's right. And you know something? I am going to take the girl I would most like to share a dinghy with.
Who?
Mary Miles.
Mary Miles.
I can't believe it. Can you imagine 7 days at sea with that gorgeous creature? Wait a minute. I just remembered. Mary gets seasick when she washes her hair.
Jack, do you have to look through your phone book to think of someone to take?
Of course not.
No.
I know Debbie Webner's phone number. She's perfect. She comes with her own water wings and everything.
She also comes with her own husband.
Huh?
She got married last month.
Oh, that's right.
Shouldn't you take someone closer to you? Someone who knows you inside out and upside down and backwards.
Dr. Montgomery's nurse. I've been meaning to date her for a long time.
Jack, Chrissy was talking about someone who's been with you when you were scrambling and struggling, trying to make it.
Joanne Bonney. She won't put up much of a fight on a cruise.
How do you like that?
Yeah. If I ever get to go on a free cruise, I'm going to do the same thing to him.
You're going to take Joanne Bonney too?
Oh, I hate these answering machines. I never know what to say. Yeah, I know. When you hear the tone, leave a message.
Hello, Joanne. This is Captain Horatio Hornblower. Now, hear this. If you're fond of romance on the high seas, call Jack Tripper as soon as you get home. Anchors away, my girl. Anchors away. All right, girls. Muster in the galley.
Muster in the galley.
Okay, girls, now listen. I'm going to show you how to get your sea legs while still on land.
While still on land.
Janet, would you take that pan and fill it with water, please?
Fill it with water, please.
Okay, I need this. And this trick was taught to me by Biscuits McGillicuddy when I was in the Navy. Biscuits was the head cook on the Yorktown. He was so great. He made chili during the Battle of the Coral Sea, and he never lost a bean. Biscuits did that. Anyway, what you do is you put your rolling pin on the floor, and you take your breadboard right here, and you put it on top of the rolling pin, and then you balance on it just as if it's the rough seas, like this, see?
Isn't it a shame Ed Sullivan couldn't be here to see this?
You hand me that pan of water.
Okay.
Okay, so what you do is you pretend that this is hot soup and you try not to spill any of it.
Why don't you take one of us on the cruise? We're your best friends.
Well, you may be my best friends, but Joanne Bonney's my best bet, if you know what I mean.
Jack?
Yeah?
What kind of soup is that?
Right now, it's consomme.
Oh.
Hey, that's my address book.
Yeah. Let's make it alphabet soup.
Hey! Wait a minute. Why did you do that?
You never even once thought of taking one of us on your cruise, did you?
Believe me, if it were a trip to Disneyland, you girls would be the first to go.
I suppose you'd take us if we fooled around, wouldn't you?
If the two of you fooled around, I'd be too tired to go on a cruise.
You're disgusting.
Oh, come on, look. I can only take one person. You know what would happen if I asked one of you girls to go and not the other one?
What? Yeah, what?
Oh, come on, you know, one of you would get hurt and angry, and then there'd be insults floating back and forth. Pretty soon you'd stop speaking to each other. Then somebody would get mad at me, we'd split up, move out, go our separate ways and never see each other again for as long as we live.
Go on.
Go on? Isn't that enough?
Jack, you know that wouldn't happen. I mean, we're all mature people here. We would figure a way to work it out.
Yeah. Janet could go this time and I could go next time.
Yeah.
Suppose there is no next time.
Then I could go this time and Janet could go next time.
Chrissy, why are you the one deciding who goes this time?
Well, I'm just trying to be fair, Janet.
See, the arguments are starting already, and I haven't even decided which one of you I'm going to take yet. What's wrong with me? I must be losing my mind. I have no brains. I have no backbone. I am a spineless jellyfish.
I know. That's what we love about you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to make an excuse to Joanne when she calls.
Well, you can do that.
Okay, I'll decide which one of you goes, but I'm going to flip a coin. That's all there is to it. Janet, you call.
Wait a minute. Why does she get to call it?
What difference does it make who calls it?
Don't play dumb with me.
Chrissy, I don't understand this.
She calls it, she gets to choose heads or tails.
Right.
So figure it out. She gets two choices and I get none.
All these years, it always seemed fair.
Okay, Chrissy, how do you want to do it?
Have Jack pick a number between 1 and 100. Whoever gets the closest to it gets to go on the trip.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, I got the number.
All right, I pick 34.
That's the number I want.
Perhaps you could pick another number, Chrissy.
Why can't she pick another number? Why does it always have to be me?
Because, you see, Janet already picked one.
Yeah, but she picked mine. Why can't she pick one of her own?
I will, Chrissy. I pick 67.
Oh, sure, now that you know my number.
All right! This whole thing is getting ridiculous now. Who is it?
It's R.F.
R, it's Furley. I got it. Furley will decide.
What?
Yeah, whichever one of you girls he speaks to first gets to go on the cruise. But you can't speak to him first. Agreed?
Okay.
Chrissy?
Okay.
Well, the whole world's gone bananas. I hope you know that.
What's wrong, Mr. Furley?
Oh, it's that Mrs. Murphy in 209. Her rent's due, and every time I go to collect it, she does something crazy.
Really?
Yeah, last month she gave me the rent with a big smile. Then when I left, she yelled, "Stop thief! Stop thief!" I was almost arrested.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I can't stand her bird. Keeps insulting me.
Huh?
Well, she's got this parrot trained to call me nasty names.
Like what?
Oh, I don't want to repeat dirty bird talk in front of...
in front of, well, you know, the girls here.
Mr. Furley, would you like to sit down?
Oh, thank you. I tell you, Jack, this woman has just got me so much.
I'm just a landlord trying to do his duty, you know. But to tell you the truth, I'm afraid to be alone with that ding-a-ling. Would you go down there with me, Jack?
Mr. Furley, wouldn't it be better to ask one of the girls to go?
Jack, you're close enough. Look, Jack, will you go with me? Look, you don't have to do anything except be there in case she goes berserk.
Mr. Furley, it'd be nice if you asked either Janet or Chrissy to go.
All right, forget I asked, okay? Janet, what the hell is wrong with her?
For not speaking to Chrissy.
But I'm speaking to Chrissy. Chrissy, aren't we speaking to each other?
Don't try to make up. It's too late.
What did I do to Chrissy?
You didn't do anything to Chrissy. You did it to Janet.
Well, if I did it to Janet, why isn't Janet mad at me?
Because she wanted you to do it. She would have been mad if you did it to Chrissy.
Will you please tell me what I did?
You didn't do anything.
Thank you.
That's why I'm mad.
Murphy and her parent have got this whole building screwed up.
Oh.
I didn't want to say anything in front of Mr. Furley, but you girls are doing just what I said you would.
What?
Oh, come on, look at you. Janet's gloating, Chrissy's pouting. We almost got in a fight with Mr. Furley. That's why I didn't want to take either one of you.
You're right, Jack. Janet?
Yes?
It was fair and square, and I'm glad you won. Chrissy. Oh, Chrissy, thank you! Now, listen. If you're not too busy, you could help me pack.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
you can use my new suitcase.
Oh, thanks. Hey, you know, I should probably take a couple of bathing suits, huh?
Yeah, it gets chilly at night, so you want to take something warm.
You could use my new sweater, you know, the one with the fur collar that I've never worn.
Ooh! That would be so perfect. Oh, can't you just see me standing there at the rail, looking out over the water with the waves lapping and the moonlight on the water and wind blowing in my hair?
I'll go get the sweater now.
Thanks, Chrissy. Oh. Do you think she's upset?
No. She always cries like that around 5:30.
Chrissy, are you okay?
Sure.
Yeah?
Oh, good.
I want you to have a good time. Oh, thanks. You know what? I should probably take a formal outfit. There'll probably be a party night with dancing after.
Dancing?
Uh-huh.
I love dancing.
Chrissy!
What?
Are you going to do this every time we bring up the trip?
No.
Chrissy, please, you're taking all the fun out of this for me.
Well, I can't help it.
Oh! Oh! I would be better off if I stayed home and you went.
Oh, Jenny!
Why, you would go, wouldn't you?
Well, you said I could.
I'm never speaking to you again as long as I live.
Well, I am never speaking to her again as long as I live.
I take either one of you girls anywhere, I'm going to leave you both at home. I'm starting to sound like Chrissy.
I'm getting a headache. Hi, Lana. Come on in.
Oh, Jack, I'm so glad I caught you alone.
Not now, Lana. I got enough problems.
Oh, that's just what I wanted to talk to you about, Jack. I mean, I really like you, and I don't want to jeopardize our friendship by forcing myself on you.
Well, that's really sweet of you to say, Lana. I'll tell you, I could use some cheering up right now.
Oh, what's wrong, Jack?
Big fight. Janet and Chrissy aren't even speaking to each other.
Oh, those silly girls. Well, how did it happen?
Well, I got a job on a cruise ship, and I get to take somebody along with me.
So, Jack, take me?
Huh? No,
oh, I'd
Lana,
do anything
Lana.
To be alone with you.
Will you cool it?
I'm terribly sorry.
Well, I, you know, hey, I'd take you if I could.
Oh, you're just saying that to keep me from killing myself.
No, Lana, no. Look, I mean it sincerely. I take you just like that, except I gotta choose one of the girls.
Jack, you're wonderful.
Yeah, well.
Which one of them is going with you?
Well, see, that's what the whole fight is about. I don't know what to do about it, Lana.
Jack, why don't I talk to them? I mean, maybe I could straighten them out.
Could you?
Trust me, Jack.
Janet's in her room. Chrissy's in my bedroom. Look, I'll be in the kitchen working on my sea legs.
Okay.
Good luck.
Janet? Chrissy, it's Lana. Could I talk to you for a minute?
You could talk to me. I don't know about what's her name.
You can remember my name.
My mother told me that when I was mad, I should never call anybody names.
She's sticking out your tongues a little
girl,
bit to her.
Stop it! Why, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You're being very selfish.
That's right, Janet.
I'm talking to you, too, Chrissy.
Me?
Oh. Look at yourselves. I mean, you're not even speaking to each other. Pretty soon you won't even be speaking to Jack. Is this trip worth breaking up the relationship that the three of you have?
No. Of course not. Janet.
Yeah?
You go on the trip, and I hope you have a wonderful time.
No, Chrissy. You go. Hey, you're a much better dancer than me.
Yeah, but if I go and you stay, I won't enjoy myself.
Well, if I go, I feel the same way.
Do you realize what the two of you are saying?
What?
No.
That neither one of you should go.
Wonderful idea. Why didn't I think of that?
I'll go break the news to Jack. Jack, everything's okay. Neither one of the girls is going.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll go pack.
Right. What? Sure, this is going to be a terrific vacation. Everything was perfect, now it's all ruined. 7 days at sea with Lana.
It's all our fault.
You're darn right it is.
Oh, Jack, what can I do to make it up to you?
No, Chrissy, I'm the one who should think of something to do to make it up.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's toss a coin to see who does the making up.
No, that's how this whole thing got started.
Well, I was going to let Janet call first this time.
It's too late for anything anyway, Chrissy. I'm leaving any minute. They're sending one of the crew members over here to pick me up.
Well, where's Lana?
She went out to buy a few things. She'll meet me on the ship. I'll be the only passenger on board with his own shark.
Jack, this isn't much, but Janet and I bought you a bon voyage present for your cruise.
Yeah, we thought maybe it would help make up for all the trouble we've caused you.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful, but you know, it's a captain's hat.
Well, as long as you don't let it go to your head.
Hi, Mr. Furley. Any luck?
No, that cruise is completely sold out.
The cruise? We didn't know you were trying to go on that trip.
Are you kidding? I'd give anything to spend a week at sea with Lana. The world would be our waterbed.
There's just no justice. You can't get on and I can't get off.
Ain't that the truth? Sending you on a cruise with Lana is like sending a tailor to a nudist colony.
I'll get it.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm supposed to pick up somebody here who's going to the dock?
Oh, yeah, come on in.
Thanks. Hi, you're Jack Tripper?
Me, Jack Tripper?
Yeah, he's Jack Tripper.
Yeah, old Beans and Grog Tripper, that's what they call him.
Oh, I knew it, I just knew it. All Navy cooks look the same.
And he's the best. And he knows that all assistant chefs on a cruise, all they have to do is follow orders. He knows it's going to be so easy for him.
Yeah, and just look at him. He can't wait to get cooking at sea.
You'll love his specialty, Lana Burgers.
You ready to go, Tripper?
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Hey, is this the pretty little lady who's going with you?
No.
Uh-oh. Is this little cutie here, huh?
No.
Oh?
I'm with these girls. He's got his girl waiting for him on board.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, we better get going.
Yeah.
What, is that your bag?
No, I'll pick my stuff up downstairs. Anchors away. Well, I just can't wait to see the look on Lana's face.
It'll be something to remember, I'm sure. Bon voyage, Mr. Furley.
You know, this is probably the nicest thing anyone could ever do for anybody.
Oh, Mr. Furley. Gosh, for you, anything.
Well, I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about the favor you're doing for Lana.
No, Jack. I guess you're really disappointed, huh?
Nah, there'll be other cruises. I'll go on the next one.
You're right. Who are you going to take with you? What's he always thinking? This time you should take Joanne Bonnie.
Yeah, or Mary Miles. You know, even if she gets nauseous, who cares?
Yeah, or Mrs. Murphy's parrot. It'd look great on your arm. Yeah.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi. Oh, you just missed it. Mr. Furley just called short a ship.
No, Chrissy, that's ship to shore.
No, it isn't. He reversed the charges.
Well, what did he have to say? Is he having a good time?
I guess so, but those dining rooms on a ship must be really big.
Why?
Because he said he lost his dinner two nights in a row.
Did he say anything about Lana?
Oh, Lana got on the phone herself.
Oh, what'd she say?
She left a message for you, Jack. Here, I wrote it down.
Dear Jack, there's nothing else on here.
Well, I didn't know how to spell.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.